In this bulletin, Malcolm Turnbull pressures state and territory governments to back a new national energy policy before his own party room commits to it. Australia's largest financial institutions to have members of the corporate watchdog working within them, and West Coast Eagle Andrew Gaff to appear before the AFL tribunal tonight for his punch on Fremantle's Andrew Brayshaw. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull is pressuring state and territory governments to back a new national energy policy before his own party room has committed to it. Labor state governments in Queensland and Victoria have put the federal government's national energy guarantee in jeopardy after making their support conditional on its passage through the coalition party room. Energy Minister Josh Frydenberg will meet with his state counterparts on Friday, where he'll be pressing them to commit to the NEG. That meeting will take place before the coalition party room meets on Tuesday to decide whether it backs the NEG or not. Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews says he's concerned the coalition's Conservatives will hijack the policy.
We're still assessing the impacts of Mr. Turnbull's NEG. Some of the sequencing is a bit out here. You know, if this Friday's meeting was to occur next Friday, after the coalition party room has or hasn't agreed to Mr. Turnbull's plan, well then maybe we'd be a lot clearer.
Mr. Turnbull has dismissed suggestions the NEG may be blocked by his coalition colleagues, saying it's already been endorsed by the party and will be again. But Liberal MP Tony Passon has told Sky News it's not a foregone conclusion.
No, I don't agree with the assertion that it has met with the approval of the party room. What we've had is preliminary discussions and authorised Minister Frydenberg and the leadership team to go ahead and design the NEG and consult with relevant agencies.
The Reserve Bank has kept interest rates at a record low for another month. Today's announcement marked 2 years since rates were brought down to 1.5%. The Reserve Bank's quarterly statement on monetary policy, which assesses current economic conditions along with the outlook for inflation, is set to be released on Friday. Australia's five largest financial institutions will now have members of the corporate watchdog working within them. The federal government has announced a $70 million package for the Australian Securities and Investments Commission to fight misconduct. It's in response to governance issues uncovered by the Banking Royal Commission. Financial Services Minister Kelly O'Dwyer says it's a necessary step.
We needed to conduct a full capability review in order to ensure that our conduct regulator could be even more effective, not only at following up misconduct when it occurred, but actually preventing that misconduct in the first place.
National's leader Michael McCormack admits more needs to be done to help farmers hit by drought conditions. Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull has pledged $190 million in drought relief, but some farmers are saying two payments of up to $12,000 for households is not enough. Mr. McCormack says the issue will be heavily discussed when Parliament resumes next week.
You know, $12,000 is a good payment, and it'll be very well received. But, you know, it's going to pay for a few bills, put a bit of food on the table. But, you know, we need to do more. We will do more.
Victoria's Emergency Management Commissioner Craig Lapsley has resigned after complaints about his behaviour, including allegations of bullying. In a statement, the Emergency Services Minister, James Molino, says it had become apparent that Mr. Lapsley had not always conducted himself in accordance with the very high standards expected of him. WorkSafe Victoria has received several complaints about alleged bullying at Emergency Management Victoria. To sport, Andrew Gaff and West Coast are set to pay a huge price at the AFL tribunal tonight for the hit on Fremantle's Andrew Brayshaw at the weekend. Brayshaw underwent surgery to repair his broken jaw and three displaced lower teeth sustained in Gaff's strike. Gaff is likely to receive a hefty suspension. Brayshaw's injuries have ruled the 18-year-old out for the remainder of the season. We'll now look at the weather across Australia for tomorrow. Perth, showers increasing at 19 degrees. Adelaide, showers easing, 16. A shower or two in Melbourne, a top of 15. Hobart, rain easing and 14 degrees. Canberra, a possible shower and 11. Wollongong, partly cloudy, 19. Sydney, mostly sunny, 21. Similar for Newcastle, 20, Brisbane sunny and 23, Cairns partly cloudy, 28, and Darwin a sunny day and a top of 33 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.